dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Radio studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Billionaire Elon Musk announcing that his company Neuralink has surgically implanted its first brain chip in a human. He says the patient is recovering well and called the initial results promising.
The device is designed to interpret your neural activity so you can operate a computer or a smartphone by simply thinking.
The goal is to help patients with debilitating conditions control external devices with their thoughts. Experts say the technology could one day benefit people paralyzed by stroke, brain and spinal cord injury, or ALS.
So that's interesting. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. I got into a conversation last night, with some people that were surprised that they got the clearance to try this on a human being. I started asking some questions about this, and apparently that's a really difficult thing to do, to get the opportunity to try it on a human, because we don't have a system where somebody can just say, yeah, I'll volunteer. Because there's concern that they're just doing it out of desperation or mentally ill or whatever. And so we don't allow people to volunteer for these sorts of things, which is odd and troubling to me. If I'm a quadriplegic, you don't get to tell me that I'm looking for a cure out of desperation. Yeah, I am fairly desperate. I'm fairly willing to risk quite a bit to not live the life that I'm living. Right. Shut up.
One of the more positive things Trump did, and we have a couple of friends, Christina Sandifer in particular, who pushed hard for the right to try, for a return to the sanity of human beings having self-determination.
Yeah.
If there's an experimental drug that shows practice, and I'm going to die next week, the government's saying, oh, you shouldn't do that, that's false hope, or that might be dangerous.
Or you're only doing it out of desperation.
How could any sane human being be against me having the right to try it?
I don't know.
It's one of those great divide things. There are different sorts of people, and we have trouble communicating with each other. Speaking of odd developments in the modern world, obituary pirates. We'll tell you about them coming up.
Can't imagine what that is. Also, we got a bunch of news here in just a second, but I want to start this new feature. Can you give me a fanfare or something like that, Michael? It's a feature called Something Overheard at a Restaurant. Actually, there is somebody...
Dinner table events.
Somebody did a column. Was that Larry King? I don't remember who it was. Somebody I like did a column years ago, and it was just like overheard on the train or something, and it would just be like one line that you heard from a conversation. It was often very, very interesting and very, very funny. But I'm walking back from the bathroom at a very nice restaurant last night, and I walked by a couple sitting there at the table, like middle-aged, look like husband and wife. And all I know is this one sentence, the wife saying to the husband, I never said a chopped salad is boring.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea what came before or after that conversation.
Yeah, you probably want to settle that before the discussion gets out of hand.
How?
Going to be a long car ride home.
What was the lead up to that? That's hilarious.
How dare you? That's one of the better salads ever developed by mankind. Well, how do you call a chopped salad boring?
Well, did he at some point say, God, here you go again with your boring salad or something? Or she criticized his salad? I don't know.
I don't know if I could be with you anymore with your boring salad offer, your orders. I never called a chopped salad boring. Wow, yeah.
I almost wanted to
hear that reverse engineered. Yeah.
I always wanted to stop and say, I'm sorry, I don't know you, and this is really butting in and none of my business, but I overheard you say, I never said a chopped salad was boring. What the hell are you talking about?
How'd you get... Oh, that reminds me of the story I saw. Here's a North Miami Beach, Florida woman accused of trying to kill her husband after he received a postcard from an ex-girlfriend he dated before they were married 60 years ago.
Oof, man, you're never out of the woods. I didn't realize that.
71-year-old Bertha Yalter and her husband involved in a dispute after a woman he dated 60 years ago sent him a postcard. They've been married for 52 years, so this was 8 years prior to being married. According to the report, Mrs. Yalter tried to smother her husband with a pillow and bit him. He had serious bruises and open cuts on both of his arms and his stomach area. Also had bite marks that were bleeding. Holy cow! I mean, on the one hand, all those years of marriage, she still is passionate about her man and you know, the sanctity of marriage or something, or she's just completely fruit nuts, but... Fellas, I tell you what, you get that postcard and think, I'll be damned. She still remembers me. Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. It's a lesson.
Keep it to yourself.
You're never out of the woods. Hey, I'd like to offer a congratulations to our figure skating team. Won the gold medal in the Olympics. So,
yes.
Congratulations. What? The Winter Olympics aren't going on right now, but it turns out the United States won the gold medal in the team figure skating in 2022 because the Russians were cheating. And they just took away the gold medal from the Russians and gave it to the United States. And I got to believe a lot of those skaters are thinking, thanks? If we had actually won the gold medal while everybody was paying attention to the Olympics, I would be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon or maybe Saturday Night Live or be...
endorsing AA batteries or something for money.
Endorsing the new Kia hybrid car or something, I'd be a household name. But because we got the silver medal, nobody's ever heard of us or thought of us again. And I don't think anybody cares now, but they are the gold medal winners in the team figure skating.
Hi, I'm Joe Getty, and I want a gold medal sliding on the ice. But when you're driving in the wintertime, you don't want to slide like that. That's why Michelin tires are the one for blah, blah, blah. Sure,
right.
Come on, it's the biggest payday you'd ever have.
Missed their opportunity.
Damn Ruskies. So I thought this was so interesting, partly for my own internet, grazing, and partly just to help folks understand the world around them media-wise. Not only because I'm the helpful sort, but because sometimes some people come across stuff that is clearly crap and clickbait, and they forward it to us and say, why aren't you cowards talking about this, or you idiots, or my favorite, why don't you do some research? Because we never do any research. Speaking for myself, I smoke pot all day, jump on the air, talk for 4 hours, then go back to smoking pot. Anyway, according to the emailers, anyway. But I thought this was so interesting. This account begins with the tragic death of a 19-year-old fella who was out late with friends. He stumbled onto the subway tracks in New York City and was killed by an oncoming train. You know, they don't mention alcohol was involved, and it's not really fundamental to the story, but everybody agrees what happened. They were fooling around. He and his buddies, and he stumbled and fell, and just as the train was coming. Nightmare, ooh, right? Well, word of his death spread quickly among people who knew him. He went to Collegiate High School in New York, Georgetown University. As the circle of people learning the news widened beyond his immediate family, they typed in his name to figure out what had happened. I remember doing that when an old acquaintance of mine was killed, and I was trying to figure out what the heck happened. But because that got some clicks and some attention, it showed up as trending in the obituary pirates of the world's news feeds. These are people, many of them in the third world, who profit from clicks and advertisements and that sort of thing, and they took this young man's death And instead of an incredibly unfortunate accident, they started enhancing it with clickbaity details. He was really stabbed. The cops refused to investigate.
Wow.
He was a staffer of such and such. To try to up the ante, to pull in politics, pull in this cause or that passion. Profiteers using artificial intelligence tools capitalized on the anguish and desperation of the people who were mourning him, trying to figure out what had happened to generate clickbait. And I'd never heard the term obituary pirates for one thing. But yeah, if anything starts to trend, these people know it and they leap on it. They enhance it, they twist it, they politicize it, they racialize it. They dramatize it, and you come across a lot of crap.
Yar, send flowers to the Presbyterian Church at 3rd and Main. Yar,
obituary pirates.
Yes, I get it. Wow, and these people don't make a lot of money doing it, but it's disturbing. It's so odd,
yeah.
The modern world, the internet world. Time to unplug it, folks. Who's with us? Unplug the internet.
Do as many people make money off of clicks as it seems? I mean, I know a lot of people do, but I feel like a lot of people are searching clicks, and it ain't going to make a hill of beans difference. You can't be making much money.
It depends on the scale you're talking about.
Right.
If you're talking about Fox News, the New York Times, and the Washington Post, who will be intentionally provocative and even misleading to generate clicks, yeah, they used to have tens of millions of dollars of revenue that they're desperately trying to replace. But they're a lot more subtle than these third worlders. You know, and if you look at, where's this one dude from? I can't remember who they kind of profile. He's from one of your... he's in New Delhi, India. Okay. His income per year is little enough that, yeah, if he can generate another $150 a month,
right?
Hell yeah, he's doing it.
Speaking of clicks, online is where Nikki Haley's getting all her money right now. Anti-Trump donors keep Nikki Haley afloat. Article in the Wall Street Journal today. She's taken in more than $4 million since she has started framing herself as the Trump alternative, the only Trump alternative, the Trump nemesis, the I'm going to stick it to Trump. Since she's colored herself more of that, she started bringing in a ton of money. And as we've said many times, because this is what I'm told by people who know, you don't get out of a race because you think you're not going to win. You get out of a race because you run out of money. And she ain't going to run out of money. She's bringing in more money than she did before.
I think I heard she outraised Trump for the quarter of the month or the week or something like that. You know, I wouldn't make too big a deal of that. But the point is she's raising a hell of a lot of money.
Yep. Burst of online fundraising since she has become the Trump nemesis. And one more thing on the politics thing. Elon Musk yesterday, the world's richest man, and he gets a lot of attention, called out Joe Biden for waiting on a bipartisan Senate deal to shut down the southern border. Elon Musk says the president has the authority to do so by means of an executive order, and he should do it.
Need more voices saying that. And the more I look at the deal, the more unholy it is, clearly. I mean, and at some point, maybe this hour we ought to get into this. The idea that if 5,000 people a day are coming in, that gives the president the excuse to sort of enforce the law or turn a few people back. During the Obama administration, when it hit 1,000 a day, the Democrats were calling that a crisis and unacceptable. So we've got to wait for quintuple that number to come roaring across to do anything about it. And not to steal all of my own thunder, but I could easily describe that as a let's cooperate with the Cartels Act. You send the word, hey, dude, you got to keep it to under 5K. And if you do that, you can keep people flowing across in unbelievable numbers.
We've got more on the border and a whole bunch of other topics on the way. Stay with us. If you missed a segment, get the podcast, Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-542-0388 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-542-0388. That's 800-542-0388. What do you have to lose? Call 800-542-0388. Again, 800-542-0388.
Is your prostate secretly being destroyed without you knowing it? All the ads for these prostate pills, like Super Beta Prostate, Saw Palmetto, Prostastream, Prostagenics, and others, want to know which pills work and which are garbage? Now you can. Get a free copy of the new guide, Prostate Secrets, that pulls back the curtain on the prostate pill industry. Learn what is really in these pills. Which pill has over 987 adverse event reports filed against it with the FDA? It's shocking. Learn the one food to avoid that is a prostate killer, and discover the three so-called health foods that destroy your prostate. Get your free copy at prostatesecrets.com. That's prostatesecrets.com. This free guide will show you how to end your prostate problems without drugs or surgery, five important things to do to protect your prostate, and much more. Warning, this guide is controversial and may be offensive to some readers as it pulls no punches. So go to prostatesecrets.com, prostatesecrets.com, that's prostatesecrets.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria, appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Al Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Did you guys see this? The U.S. figure skating team just won a gold medal from the 2022 Olympics because Russia was disqualified for a failed drug test.
Ooh.
Yep, the Russian skater received a four-year ban. That's right, a four-year ban, or as it's also known, waiting for the next Olympics. I can't skate again? No, no, you can't skate until the next Olympics.
Speaking of Russia, how long does it take to run the whiz quizzes through the
wow, good
machinery?
Point. Good point.
What the heck's going on there?
Speaking of Russia, I came across some Politico making this argument yesterday. Putin and Hamas both illustrate the power of outwaiting your enemy. Hamas waits for left-wing humanitarian eruption, as people think, you know, come to the aid of the Palestinians. And Putin waits for populist right-wing reaction, which is happening, and holding up Ukrainian funding. And it could still very well work out for both sides. That's true. I think it's definitely working for Putin, and it might end up working for Hamas, too.
One of the real weaknesses of a democracy, particularly one that changes executive leadership every 4 years, is that you cannot practically think long term, or you can't think long term with any real belief that it'll be implemented the way you want it to. And in fact, we see, at times anyway, a pretty wild veering back and forth of policy every 4 years.
As long as it takes.
Which is tough geopolitically.
As long as it takes. As long as it takes. Or another 2 months. Either one. Either we're with you to the end or two more months. Either one. I'm not sure.
Anyway. To cite the obvious, everybody around the world knows it. So when the U.S. tells you, hey, we will be with you for good. Or at least until the next election.
Yeah, and not even that long. Accordingly. Not even that long in the case of Ukraine funding, at least so far. We were on the topic a little bit ago. So Elon Musk's outfit Neuralink put a thing in a person's head that's going to help paraplegic, quadriplegics, people with Parkinson's, maybe whatever, be able to run a computer with their mind when you no longer can control your limbs. And I think that's really cool and a good idea. But I got into a conversation with some people about, well, I can't believe somebody said, oh, well, I can't believe they got the funding for that or the opportunity to try that, because it's very hard to get government clearance for that, with the idea that people are being abused or tricked or something to use as human guinea pigs for these experiments. And I thought, if somebody volunteers and signs a piece of paper, I'm willing to do this with whatever the risks, let them do it. Not everybody agrees with me, including this person. We got a text. I agree with a lot of your ideas and opinions, but informed consent is a big deal to prevent medical malpractice or worse. It's not about desperation so much as being well-informed. And so then we're going to tell this person with quadriplegia, you're not well-informed enough about Neuralink. We don't think you should try this experimental new practice that could change your life or people like you change their lives forever.
It just seems crazy. Well, I think the way the texter was looking at it is probably you have companies out there that see hundreds of millions, billions of dollars worth of profits, and they will not be fully forthcoming with people in explaining to them the risks. And you got to keep an eye on that.
All right. I would lean more toward let people make their own decisions and look into it. If you didn't look into it enough, you should have looked into it more. What were we going to talk about coming up? How the universities are still out of control. You've been telling us that for a while. It's not over. It's not fixed, is what you're saying.
Not even close. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
A massive data leak, being called the mother of all breaches, has been announced. Billions upon billions of records with sensitive data from previous breaches, newly stolen data, and privately sold databases have been exposed. Cybercriminals can use this information to commit identity theft. Help protect yourself and join the millions who trust LifeLock. LifeLock detects identity threats and alerts you if your information is being used. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. Save up to 25% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy to rack slide, easy to control ergonomic grip, it's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15 round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local laws.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Yeah.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Did you see that base jumper that whose career ended yesterday? See the video of that?
Well, no.
My career ended? That's an interesting way to put it.
And life. Oh. Their base jumping career and life ended.
Yeah, often those two go hand in hand.
I might do that for the One More Thing podcast that we do after the show every day. So we do 4 hours of radio every day, then we cut one more segment. That's usually a different feel than the rest of the show that if you haven't started checking it out, you should. It's called One More Thing. Maybe we'll talk about that then. So I came across this yesterday on the Twitter machine. Lawrence Summers, Larry Summers, who been in left-wing politics for a long time. He was Obama's Secretary of the Treasury? Or just finance guy, whatever. He was in the Obama administration. He was also the president of Harvard for a while. President of Harvard.
Larry Summers. Highly respected center-left guy.
Well, yeah, he's what the left used to be. Isn't anymore, but
right.
What the left
yeah.
used to be. Like 10 years ago. I'm not talking about 50 years ago or when everything was in black and white. I mean like 10 years ago. This is what a man of the left was. Larry Summers. Yesterday said, my confidence in Harvard leadership's ability and will to confront anti-Semitism and the demonization of Israel continues to decline. Unfortunately, it is becoming ever clearer why Harvard ranks first on anti-Semitism and it ranks last on upholding free speech. Confronting anti-Semitism does not mean punishing offensive speech, as some suggest. Free speech is sacrosanct in a university. The president of Harvard saying, no wonder we're first in anti-Semitism and last in free speech.
Right.
About
mm-hmm.
his university. That's amazing.
That will be true to the exact degree you embrace DEI and that cult. A couple of exhibits for you. Discover this. The DEI chief for Austin, Texas Parks and Recreations Department is holding racially segregated meetings. The black-only meetings. This is not our podcast from 1947, by the way. The black-only meetings offer black employees a chance to learn about mentoring and job opportunities. The white employees meeting is a struggle session where they discuss their racism and hold each other accountable for their racism. Specifically, reading for the from the notice to employees, once a month, white employees will meet at various city sites. First hour and a half will be for fostering dialogue, last 30 for networking. In this space, white folks will share about their ongoing learning about anti-racism, explore their role in disrupting racism in and outside of work, and hold one another accountable in this work and actively practice being in solidarity with the department employees of color and communities of color, meaning bowing down, taking the knee, and accepting the cult of anti-racism. So, again, this is happening right now in Austin, Texas. So what does all this mean? One of my many jihads, and certainly the main one these days, is going to be trying to help you folks understand exactly what's going on here. And a great example is this piece from the Wall Street Journal is Cornell Next. After resignations at Harvard and Penn, former trustees and alumni groups are calling for the same at Cornell. They want to dismiss the university president and the provost for allegedly stifling open debate and rational argument. Quoting a prominent retired mechanical engineer, entrepreneur, and big supporter of the university, quote, Cornell is no longer concerned with discovering and disseminating knowledge, but rather with adhering to DEI groupthink policies and radicalization. You remember we talked about this when old Claudine Gay
was being accused of plagiarism. And there are a couple other cases now where various Harvard people are being accused of plagiarizing over and over again. And that's an almost funny charge. It's semi-hilarious because the entire point of the DEI thing is there's only one point of view permitted. As the trustee I just quoted said, Cornell is no longer concerned with discovering and disseminating knowledge, which you could also phrase or describe as the traditional university mandate, which is to test ideas, explore ideas, question ideas, bring new ideas to the fore, and chuck out the old ones if they're no good. DEI is the opposite of that. There's only one set of ideas that's allowed. And I love / hate this quote from the president of the university. Let me scroll down to it. Ah, here it is. She pledged her commitment to both freedom of expression and DEI. Okay, see, that's a lie right there. You cannot have both. But these people are smart. What they're doing is called entryism. It's essentially a technique of getting your people in. And the more people you have in, the more aggressive you can become, and the more you can stamp out any dissent. And in universities, it's gone so far, they're super aggressive about stomping out dissent. But in this situation, she sees some heavyweights coming at her, so she retreats. It's like the Mott and Bailey argument we've talked about, where you have a very acceptable contention, like there is racism in the United States. And then you say, therefore, we have to have quotas and fire all the white people. And people say, wait a minute, fire all the white people? You can't do that. And they say, so you're saying there's no racism? That's how the Mott and Bailey or Castle and Courtyard argument works, or however you want to describe it. But anyway, so here's what the university professor said. Of her commitment to have both freedom of expression and DEI. Do these two values of diversity and free expression sometimes come into tension with one another? Of course they do. It's the job of universities to manage that tension and to uphold values. If not perfectly, then in a manner that does them both justice. So somebody explain to me how in the world diversity and free expression would come into tension with it. One another. If the entire reason for your institution existing is to have all sorts of different ideas happening, well, it doesn't. If you're using diversity the way normal human beings do. But in the DEI crowd, diversity doesn't mean diversity like you think it does. And this is part of the left's twisting of language. Diversity means including people that want to tear down the institution. That's what it means.
So since you're on that particular topic, Larry Summers, the guy who ran Harvard just a couple of years ago, and now it seems like, you know, he's from the 1800s or something, said this is the worst stretch in Harvard's history this last couple of months. And he's talking about how they finished last on the free speech meter. Everyone should be free to speak or invite speakers. He said, I note with disappointment, but not surprise, that to my knowledge, Harvard has not had speakers like Dennis Ross or Brett Stevens of the New York Times who take pro-Israel positions. With all the rhetoric about open dialogue and debate, it is remarkable that in Harvard College there is no yet announced dialogue or debate on any Middle East or diversity-related issue.
Correct.
Isn't that amazing?
So I just explained to you that diversity means getting people in that want to tear down the institution, neo-Marxists. In the same way, open dialogue means open to dialogue that's in favor of tearing down the powers that be. It reminds me very, very much of how Islamic groups bellow for democracy. And then the minute they are in the majority of a democracy, democracy is over.
Right. All right.
DEI works precisely in that same way. They bellow for inclusion, which means including more neo-Marxists. Then the moment they've scared enough people off the board and insisted on enough neo-Marxists to come on, and wait a minute. You're saying they say we need more neo-Marxists? No. They say we need more black people, transgender people, Hispanic people. Whatever sort of people. They masquerade as it's about race, but every single one of those people ends up being either an avowed DEI neo-Marxist or just very easily led into that. So the moment they have that power, they've taken over the institution like Harvard, as Jack and Larry Summers just told us, the minute they have that, the dissent is over. The diversity of opinion is over. The inclusion only means inclusion of neo-Marxists. So you get Claudine Gay, quote-unquote, plagiarizing. That's the only thing that's allowed. You're not allowed to have a diversity of opinion on the campus of Harvard. So, of course, she's, quote-unquote, plagiarizing. It is so insidious. You need to understand what they actually mean by these terms and how they use your good intentions and your understanding of these terms to take over systems and then turn them neo-Marxist.
Well, your overarching point that this battle isn't over, where like everything didn't get fixed because the president of Harvard resigned and the president of Penn resigned. Larry Summers, the former president of Harvard, is basically saying, I haven't seen a dent. I haven't seen any progress whatsoever.
Yeah, as I've been paraphrasing Churchill lately, we're at the end of the beginning, maybe. We're nowhere near the beginning of the end. We're not even at the beginning of the middle. we're at the end of the beginning.
We're at the alerting everybody there's a problem. So we're not even
an enormous problem.
Not to the fixing the problem stage.
And the reason the problem's so enormous is not just that it's 90% of college campuses or more. It's that the kids have been indoctrinated to embrace this sick ideology now for a couple of generations. And it's those kindergartners that are now undergrads, and or it's the eighth graders who first started hearing this 15 years ago who are now professors. And it's like a weed in your garden or a tumor in your body. Its tendrils have gone out a long way. We're at the end of the beginning.
Well, so I don't know how closely you've been following this, but so Harvard, when all this, the dust up occurred, they did what governments and organizations often do. They put together a task force, which was going to take on this problem. Well, the original, I'll just read Larry Summers' a tweet from last week. After Friday's new anti-Semitism task force announcement, I have lost confidence in the ability of Harvard to become a place where Jews and Israelis can flourish. The previously touted advisory committee, that's what they launched after the thing that happened in Congress, where Elise Stefanik embarrassed all those college presidents. The previously touted advisory committee has disbanded without doing anything, except for the resignation and frustration of one of its members who didn't agree with it. Now we have a new task force who remarkably have not yet been chosen, and I have no doubt that nothing will come of this either. So they just keep having advisory committees and then task force, and they don't actually do anything.
Right. It's a delaying tactic to deflect scrutiny, because to the extent that people understand what they're actually doing, they realize it's utterly unacceptable. End all DEI programs everywhere they exist today. Corporate America, schools, universities, end it all today. They don't want diversity. Equity is communism, and they don't want inclusion. They want control of organizations. They want control of the organs of authority in our society. They want to overthrow the the powers that be. That's easy enough to understand. That is their sole purpose. They masquerade as crusaders for racial or sex or gender, whatever the hell that is, justice. It's a lie.
Well, I'll end with this because Larry Summers ended with this, and this was over the weekend. This is recent. As things currently stand, I'm unable to reassure Harvard community members, those we are recruiting, or prospective students that Harvard is making any progress in countering anti-Semitism. Zero progress, he sees.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Harvard has been taken over lock, stock, and barrel by the neo-Marxists. It's owned ideologically by them.
How about that? How amazing is it, though? But this has been going on now for, 3 months, 4 months? And they haven't even, been able to do a good job of faking progress.
Mm-hmm.
Not interested. We're not changing anything.
Right. To go back to my previous comparison, go to your newly installed Islamist government that has canceled the next election and tell them, hey, we really ought to have a little more open dialogue here and have other religious groups have a say in our society and see what they say to you. Same thing Harvard's going to say. If they're going to try to appear to be reasonable, they'll say, you know what, we'll study that.
Task force.
Right, exactly.
Blue Ribbon Committee.
End it all now. Unbelievable. A lot more on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Now that we've wrapped up 2023 and are ushering in 2024, it's a perfect time to reflect on what truly matters, the people we love most. And this year, resolve to keep them safer than ever with Simply Safe Home Security. We trust Simply Safe and recommend it to everyone. Simply Safe is comprehensive protection for the whole home with advanced sensors that not only detect break-ins, but fires, floods, and other threats to your home and getting you the help you need. With new 24/7 live guard protection, monitoring agents can actually see, speak to, and confront intruders in your home. Available only from Simply Safe to actually stop crime in real time. 24/7 monitoring is highly affordable, costing less than $1 a day. That's half the price of traditional home security systems. Keep your home and family safer than ever in the new year. Save 20% on your new system with a Fast Protect plan by visiting simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize your system in just minutes at simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. Your home, your equity is at risk. This invisible threat is house stealing. From FBI crime stories, and I quote, "Con artists pick a house. It can be a vacation home, rental property, or the home someone is living in right now. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Once this step is complete, they take out loans using your home as collateral. They can even sell your home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning.
just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Mr. Zuckerberg, you and the companies before us, I know you don't mean it to be so, but you have blood on your hands. You have a product. You have a product that's killing people. When we had cigarettes killing people, we did something about it, maybe not enough. You're going to talk about guns? We have the ATF. Nothing here. There's not a damn thing anybody can do about it. You can't be sued.
With so much of our lives spent on mobile devices and social media, it's important to look into the effects on teen mental health and well-being. I take this very seriously. Mental health is a complex issue, and the existing body of scientific work has not shown a causal link between using social media and young people having worse mental health outcomes. A recent National Academies of Science report evaluated over 300 studies and found that research, quote, did not support the conclusion that social media causes changes in adolescent mental health at the population level, end quote. It also suggested that social media can provide significant positive benefits when young people use it to express themselves, explore and connect with others. Still, we're going to continue to monitor the research and use it to inform our roadmap.
And cigarettes help you keep weight off and stay slim, so they're actually healthy.
I'm almost willing to believe the jury's still out on how much damage it does, but you can't hit me with it actually helps them. I mean, that's not going to work for me. So what are we talking about here? The chief executives of five major social media companies are appearing before senators today. Highly anticipated hearing on the harms to children and teens from everything that happens online. We're talking about Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, or Meta, he calls it. This woman from TikTok, somebody from Twitter, somebody from Snap, whatever that is, somebody from Discord, which I only know because my kids play video games and talk to their friends through it. But how much... I think you can blame social media a great deal. How much can you blame the companies themselves? Is social media just something that's going to exist, was going to exist no matter what, and we were going to use it as human beings in a way that made us more miserable?
Based on my highly imperfect understanding of the issues and the mechanisms that exist right now for preventing them, I just think it is... I've compared the internet and social media to the worst street in your town, the most dangerous street in your town. And really, there's no strategy for having your kids walk down that street every day in a safe way.
That's my point.
I just think it's a cesspool, And there's just so much danger there for kids, especially. And I'm not sure how we'd regulate it in a way that was effective.
No. I mean, there have been plenty of studies and exposés and what do you call them when somebody comes out and tells a secret about their company? Whistleblowers and that sort of stuff to let us know that these companies have turned a blind eye to some of this stuff. But, man, I think if they had done their best, I don't know how much better off we would be.
Well, right, but I think they're extremely guilty of covering up their own discovery of how dangerous they are.
We'll have more clips from that hearing.
Armstrong and Getty.
Every time I switch on the news or read the paper, I feel a sense of panic. You know the feeling? Fear and uncertainty are gripping the world. Huge economic storms loom, and if you're anything like me, your options are running out fast. One thing I did do a while ago, which I'm really pleased with, was opening a gold IRA account with Noble Gold Investments. I had some old 401ks I rolled over, so it didn't cost me a bean. And since doing it, gold has reached an all-time high. Noble Gold Investments were brilliant. Their experts ran through my options and walked me through the whole thing. Gold cold has seen off wars and disasters for thousands of years, so I feel pretty confident that I'll be okay now. Start your journey to financial security with Noble Gold Investments IRA services, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.